Jax Wilder was about to go stark raving mad. Minus the raving. And the stark. Either that, or he'd petrify right in this chair by the time Chase returned from his girlfriend's East Coast tour. Hey, maybe Chase could sell Jax's body as a baseball relic and earn back the income he'd yet to produce much of on a regular basis since they'd started Deuces Wild. Jax shook his head and sent the metronome on his desk swinging again. A bodyguard agency. Who the fuck had come up with that idea? It was days like this, when he was sitting around, thumb firmly up his butt, in the oversized coffin his business partner optimistically called an office, that he wondered why in the sweet hell he'd left baseball. He'd had it good there. He was still winning games, still fairly well respected, possibly because he was one of the few who hadn't been chewed up and spit out by his supposed fame. Yet. That yet was part of why he'd left. The rest of the reason was in the photo tucked in the corner of his blotter. His mother's smiling face beamed up at him, her hands full of the flowers he'd surprised her with when he'd returned to town for good. He'd caught that surprise and pleasure with his phone's camera, and had printed out the picture so he never forgot what he'd come back for. Yardley, New York, was no one's tropical paradise, but it was home. Sometimes home counted for a fucking lot. He was tapping the metronome's small silver balls again when the door swung open and a dark head wrapped in a patterned scarf peeked in. The woman wore oversized glasses despite the gloomy day outside, and they tipped down her nose, practically obscuring her face. He started to ask if she had an appointment, knowing she didn't, since he set the appointments, and fell silent as she swept inside and flipped the lock in the door. Jax rose. Miss, can I help you? Why the hell are you locking yourself in with me? She wasn't bad-looking, from what he could tell in her long coat and even longer skirt, but other than offering him a more pleasant last image when she shanked him, he couldn't see how that mattered. This is a bodyguard agency? He added, hoping she read the implication of big bad danger in his tone. So what if there were more dust motes than weapons in this place? So what if he was alone and unarmed, minus the switchblade he'd taken to carrying in his boot? Badassedness was an attitude more than a state of being. Or so it would read on the police report detailing his murder. When she reached up and pulled off her scarf and her dark wig, he nearly laughed aloud at the red silk that tumbled free. Yeah, his boredom was reaching epic heights if he was concocting tales about mid-afternoon office ambushes by willowy women wearing Jackie O glasses. He could have taken her down in a tackle, no problem. And when it came to this particular redhead, tackling her wasn't too far from what he wanted to do to her on a daily basis. Minus their clothes, and possibly with the aid of a couple of sex toys, but only for rounds 2 and 3. For the first one, he'd use the equipment God had given him. Enthusiastically, for an hour or two, until the chafing set in. I fooled you. Cassidy Dixon, Chase's younger sister and the cause of Jax's permanent hard-on for the last 7 months, dropped into the chair across from his desk. He had the desk in front, on account of the fact that Chase said he was the prettiest. Though Jax couldn't deny that, Chase and Sterling were a pair of ugly motherfuckers. The real reason was that neither of them planned to be in the office more than the minimum amount of time. Their non-existent budget didn't extend to receptionists. So for now, it was him and his metronome. And when things got really tedious, the TV in the corner and the punching bag he'd tucked discreetly in the coat closet. You did, Jax acknowledged, pushing aside his desk diversion to cross his forearms over the blotter. He wasn't hiding the picture of his ma, despite the fact that more than one of the women who'd visited him at the agency had made a sickeningly sweet comment about him being a mama's boy. He wasn't. In fact, his mom didn't even know he was seeing anyone. Or everyone, if town gossip was to be believed. So what's with the cloak and dagger, Ms. Mysterious? You trying out your Halloween costume 5 months early? Cass shed her raincoat and let it slouch behind her, then pushed her massive glasses on top of her head. The virulent purple smudges under her startlingly green eyes grabbed his attention first.